Let's go to Paul in Snowflake, Arizona. You're up with us. Hey, Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, George, how are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to relate to you a story that happened in 1986.
Okay.
very close friend of mine. We were both down. It was the Arizona prison that's been there since the 1800s. It was a fort. It's called Fort Grant, and I'm sure there's some guys there sitting there tonight listening to you.
Sure.
And me and my very good friend, every night before they would close this yard, it was a minimum security yard. There was no fences, really, but just one little 4-foot wall that would go around this whole fort. And back in the 1800s, the cavalry that was out there, they used to have little battles at the west end of this wall with the Indians, the native Indians of that area. And there was a lot of violence that went on down at Fort Grant. I mean, a lot of people were killed. And anyway, when me and my brother Jerry would walk around, we would take one lap around this place every night before they closed the yard down. And we were just talking about the events of the day, what was going on. Me and him, he used to hang together pretty tight and work together. We were talking about work or something like that. And then all of a sudden, George, we both gasped like the air had been knocked out of us. You ever had that feeling like the air has been knocked out of you?
Oh, yeah.
It's just an incredible feeling. And there was no wind. There was nothing. There was no storm or nothing that would produce that, you know, and all, we just both went, and we looked at each other, and I just felt like something had ran right through us at both at the same time, you know. And my question was, and I wonder about it all these years later, did it run through us or did it run into us?
Or both.
Or both. Well, that night, George, when we went to bed, we looked at each other and we talked to each other. And that night, I knew as a young man that there was something else right here in this world that we cannot see.
That is still
here with us.
Did you notice if the temperatures dropped a little bit in that area?
You know, it always did kind of feel kind of chilly down there. I could say there was a lot of battles. I feel like, and now that I've reflected on it, that it felt like something that was really mad.
Oh, yeah.
And it felt like something that was angry, you know, that ran through us, you know, or into us.
And this is where you were lucky, Paul, because had you been in a state of mind where you were weak mentally,
yeah,
this thing could have possessed you, could have gotten into you and stayed in you.
Oh yeah, I don't feel like that. It was that we were both very strong. We were very close to getting out, and we were in good spirits, you know, and very determined to stay on our path of righteousness that we were on. Been happy to say that we've been out for 25 years now, and I still know this man. I see him every week. I play music with him, and we still, every once in a while, we tell this story to each other just to confirm it with each other that it really did happen. Yeah.
But That's great.
That was a weird night at Fort Grant.
Good story. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, George. Bye-bye.